is Ashley, and I am recording with my mom tonight, and this is The Double Scoop. Mom?
Hello. Hi. I'm Mom.
Do you want to say your name? Introduce yourself?
I'm Paige Clove, and I'm Ashley's mom.
Yeah. I thought it would be a fun episode to record an episode with my mom for Mother's Day, and she has a really cool story, so I'm excited to get into it, and yeah. She's a little nervous, but that's okay.
I am a little nervous, but Ashley's awesome, so it's exciting.
Okay, so at the beginning of all of our podcasts, we do something where we say, like, what's your scoop?
Okay.
And it's like, what's your scoop for the week? So I'll go first.
Okay.
Like, something new, an update, something that happened. Yeah.
Okay.
So my scoop is I bought a bunk bed from a guy off Facebook Marketplace. And I brought it home, started putting it together by myself, and there was missing pieces. So I messaged him about it, and I was like, hey, this is missing some pieces. And he was like, oh, yeah, you left them in our driveway. You can come pick them up. So I went and picked them up. He lives like 30 minutes away from me. Picked them up, came home, went to put the bunk bed together again a couple weeks later with my mom. And we tried yesterday. It took us a long time.
It was miserable.
Get to the end. We're still missing parts. So I then call IKEA. It's an IKEA bunk bed. I call IKEA and I ask them if they can give me these missing parts. They say you have to go to the store. I message the guy and he says he doesn't have the parts. So I go all the way to the store and they tell me they can't give me the parts. Mm-hmm. And I'm like defeated. It's like 7 o'clock. We've been spending all day on this damn bunk bed. And I spent $160 that I basically just have to throw away now. And I'm buying another one that I found on Facebook Marketplace for $150, the same bunk bed. And a brand new bunk bed on IKEA is $300. So I'm literally spending $310
for used.
On two used bunk beds and 2 days of assembling them. So yeah, I was really frustrated last night, but then we got Jimmy John's and I felt better.
And that made everything better.
Yeah, that was.
And chips.
And chips, Jimmy John's and chips, yeah. But anyways, that's my scoop. What's your scoop?
My scoop's short. I might be going back to work, maybe temporarily, maybe long-term, and I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I've been out of work. I left work, I think, about 9 months ago.
Yeah. And you've always worked your whole adult life.
Yeah.
You've never not really had a job.
No. Even when I was raising my kids, I had usually something part-time to bring in extra income.
Yeah. And you've been without a job by choice.
By choice, yes.
Over the last how long?
July 31st was my last day. So
last year.
Yeah. So it's been almost 10 months.
How's it felt?
It's actually been glorious. And financially, if I could, I don't have a lot of retirement, so I need to work.
Yeah.
But I probably would be up here during the week when my husband worked and go visit him on the weekends. Because being a grandma is my ultimate dream.
Yeah.
Just being a full-time grandma.
You're the best grandma. So Casey's out of town this week. He's actually been out of town for... It'll be a total of 10 days. And I did the first 5 days without him.
Oh.
And it was... so hard. I literally was death by the end of the fifth day, and my mom came and saved me.
Oh, she's amazing.
It's been so difficult being pregnant with triplets and being a mom to two kids and doing everything. So, yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Well, the reason I wanted to interview my mom was Mother's Day, right, is coming up. And my mom has a really cool story, and I actually just did. I talked about it a little bit on our episode with Haley, but I went to a retreat with my Gentle Warrior group, and we did like womb healing and like mother wounds and sister wounds. And like, there's a lot of women who have a lot of deep rooted issues with their mothers or with their sisters. And so we did a lot of work around that. Luckily, I feel like anything that I've had from my childhood, we've like pretty much worked through a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we've done some work.
And I didn't really feel like I had a lot to unpack while I was there. But something that I did kind of think about, because we did this activity where we wrote a letter to our moms, where our moms aren't going to see it, but it's for us, and we can say whatever we want. And I just had this realization of, like, you did the best that you could with the tools that you had. And we'll get into it a little bit, but you had a very opposite childhood from what you gave me. And I was honestly just really grateful when I was writing my letter that you kind of broke what you could have continued on. Mm-hmm. And so I just had a lot of memories as a child of where opportunities where, I don't know, maybe you wanted to freak out or whatever, but I could see you pulling back and trying hard. And I noticed a lot of my childhood, you were, this is not negative, you were very overly loving to let us know that, mm-hmm. like, we were loved no matter what. And so why don't you start by just share as much or as little as you're comfortable with, but okay. What was your relationship like with your mom?
Well,
and how is it now as an adult even?
Oh, goodness. So growing up wasn't real easy. My mom was a alcoholic drug addict. Mm-hmm. And let me just start by saying I love my mom even now, even though our relationship is still, we struggle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still strained, I would say. But I knew I did not want to be anything like my mom. That was actually my biggest fear.
Yeah.
And I say that with a heavy heart.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So my mom was, like I said, abusive. Mm-hmm. And so she struggled. She called us a lot of names and she was physical and I actually, I was the oldest daughter. I had an older brother.
Oldest daughter. We always talk about that on our podcast. Yeah. Even if there's an older brother, oldest daughter is like trumps everything.
Everything. Well, he was a year older than me. We were like Irish twins. We were super close, like 11 months apart. But I love my brother, but he was useless as in for helping around, you know. No offense to my brother. But so I was the mom.
Yeah.
And that was hard.
Yeah.
But I learned a lot. I learned a lot. And I think some of the other things that I've gone through have made me who I am today.
Yeah.
But I knew I never wanted to be, I never wanted my children to experience what I experienced.
Yeah. I know that, like, you grew up really poor.
We did.
And your brother shares his favorite memory of you that you, how old were you? 16?
Working? I started working at 14.
Okay, so you had worked and saved up all of your money for months so that you could buy all of your siblings Christmas presents because they weren't going to get a Christmas. Mm-mm. And that's really, like, that is the epitome of who you are. Like, you are so selfless. I think anybody who knows you, I have a lot of people from, like, our old ward growing up that listen to this podcast and stuff. And I know that probably so many people will message me being like, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited to hear about your mom. Because anyone who meets you or knows you just loves you. And it's because you're so selfless and you're so bright and thanks, all the things. Ashley. So
that's, you're welcome. That's so kind of coming from you because I am in awe of you. And I think, how did you come from me? You know, I'm so proud of you.
I feel that way about Sunny. I'm like, how did you come from
me? I'm like, I'm just so proud. I'm like, I can't believe I created that. You know, you. Thanks. You're just, I just love you.
Thanks. Thanks, Mom. So how would you say your relationship is with your mom now? You said it's a little strange, but do you feel like you've, like, I don't know.
Well, truthfully, I go through periods of where I have to have very strong boundaries. I'll go through periods of not talking to her. Mm-hmm. I'll text her, but there's just something about us sometimes phone call to phone call, and it's my issue, but I have a very low tolerance when my mom may revert and talk maybe about my dad or something that she said didn't happen that did.
Yeah.
And I have zero tolerance for that.
Yeah.
So, I end the phone calls and then I won't talk to her again for a while.
Yeah.
And that's my issue, something I'm trying to work through, but, I have really tried to stretch and reach out and be more accepting of my mom lately.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she's lonely and that breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Because Sorry, Ash. No, I think about you guys not talking to me, and I can't, it makes me want to not breathe.
Yeah.
And I know the situations are different, but I'm trying to be more forgiving.
Yeah. No, I love that. And especially with like the childhood that you grew up with, like, I know we're not going to share a lot of details here, but I know how bad it was. And so the fact that you are still like having an effort and even trying is a lot, but.
Well, I'm one of the few that talk to her.
Yeah.
And some of my other family members, and I don't blame them at all.
Yeah.
But they've had to have major boundaries where yeah. they've cut off all communication.
Yeah.
And that's something I've chosen not to do as long as I can remain healthy.
Yeah. The main reason I like wanted to dive into your mom a little bit was to show like the stark contrast between like mm-hmm. your relationship with your mom and then my relationship with you. Because we're pretty close. Like, we talk on the phone all the time.
If I go a couple of days without talking to you, I wonder, what's going on?
Yeah. And I really attribute that to, like, how you raised me and how you raised us. So what you said, I never wanted to give us the same childhood as you. What were the things that you really focused on that you were like, this is what I'm going to do as a mom to make my kid's life different?
Well, first of all, I never wanted to hit you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Name call.
Yeah.
The word safe means, I can't even tell you, that word means so many different levels for me.
Yeah.
And I wanted you to be safe, and I wanted you all to know that you were loved and protected.
Yeah.
And I didn't always do a good job. Sometimes I probably way over tried to protect you guys.
I knew we were loved. That's one thing. I knew we were loved.
But I needed you to feel safe, and I wanted you guys to know that I had your back.
Yeah.
It didn't always work out the best way, because sometimes even with my ex-husband, I would overstep bounds, and if I felt like he was saying something that he shouldn't, in front of you, that's not right, because I wanted you to know you were protected.
Yeah. And we definitely did feel protected.
We all didn't. Growing up, none of us felt protected.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that'd be so hard. I really am so grateful to you for giving us such a complete different childhood. Like, I mean, everyone has little bits of trauma, right, from their childhood. Right. Like, I'm already thinking about all the trauma that I'm causing Sunny, and I'm like, even I've taken things, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do things this way with my family. Mm-hmm. And I think with every kid in every generation, it's like, okay, this is what I'm going to take, this is the good I'm going to take, and this is the things I'm not going to do with my family. But I am just so grateful that you were not the same with us. And that's why, like, I think you are so strong and so awesome. And I wanted to have you on here because I'm like, how did you do it? Like, well, how do you feel like you healed yourself? Or was there a part of raising us that helped to heal that childhood part of yourself?
Well, I feel like I'm always a work in progress. I can't tell you how many times I feel like I've destroyed all of your lives, you know, for something I've done or said.
Yeah.
And, as you know, your dad and I, we went through a divorce, and I was worried about how that would affect you kids. It was a really difficult thing for me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine how it was for you guys. I just know I was devastated. But I had to work through a lot of things with me. I lost my train of thought.
No, that's okay.
I am a different person than I even was when I raised you guys.
Yeah, you are.
I've done a lot of things to heal. I've met the man of my dreams.
Like, yeah.
Russ, I swear God saved him for me to find when I was, 44, 45?
Yeah.
I don't know if it would have worked out earlier. We were completely different people, both of us.
Yeah.
And all I know is not that I didn't always want to be better.
Yeah.
But I am so, I want to be better. I'm happy. I am happy.
Yeah.
I'm very happy.
I can definitely see that. And I love that you said I'm always a work in progress, because I feel like that's everyone. Like, I don't feel like anyone ever reaches a point where they're like healed. Like, that's a thing where it's like healed past tense. Like, I'm done healing. Right. But was there like a part of you, I mean, we don't have to go deep into this, but you also were married before with mine and Nathan's dad, which was an extremely, so you went from your mom, abusive relationship to your first husband. Do you want to touch on that at all?
Yeah.
You don't have to, but
so
I just want to show people the light that you were given.
Yeah. I had a very, very, very abusive childhood, and I won't go into any details, but it was mentally and physically abusive. And I had zero self-esteem. I would walk with my head down, shuffle my feet, and I mean zero self-esteem. So I married your biological sperm donor.
Yeah, we don't call him my dad.
Yeah. Anyway, it's...
We don't have to go to the detail there.
Anyway, yeah. So I married him at a young age, and I went, and it was literally to escape my house.
Yeah.
And so I went from the frying pan to the fire. He was extremely abusive, physically and mentally, and he wasn't faithful. Mm-hmm. And so my self-esteem even plummeted more.
Yeah.
And so it was, I didn't have a lot of worth.
Yeah.
And that was hard, especially I was started to raising kids. And I knew I didn't want you guys to feel that or to see that. I think my greatest fear there was I didn't want to raise you in an abusive relationship. And it was so hard for me to leave your biological father because I was taught you never quit.
Yeah.
You never give up. And so I did. And I went and I met your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And my bar was set low. And so, and not that he was bad. I don't want to ever say
that. He was a huge upgrade from...
Huge. He didn't hit me and at the time didn't cheat.
Yeah.
And so, and that was my two... That was my limit.
That was it.
That was it. You didn't hit me and you didn't cheat.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know... My therapist, yes, I have gone to therapy a lot.
We all have.
Yeah.
We talk about it a lot.
So my therapist at the time said I was used to crumbs and I need an 8-course meal.
Yeah.
And so I thought I was getting a huge upgrade.
Yeah, which you were.
And I was. He was. And I loved him.
Yeah.
Very much. Yeah. I loved him very much. You know, it was just still difficult. I had a lot of healing to do.
Yeah. So how do you feel like... you were able to raise us then without really dealing, like jumping from abusive relationship to who we call my dad now. Like, how do you feel like you did? Because I think about, I'm going to take a step back and say where I'm going with this. I think about like anything that I've been through with Sunny and Banks, a relationship issue or whatever, my own personal problems. And it's like, you can't really deal with yourself when you're raising children. Like, so how do you feel like you were able to not take all of that baggage? And maybe you did to some degree, and I just, like, got the best of it. Like, we're lucky that that's what you brought, but how did you not bring that into your parenting?
I did bring baggage. I just, all I knew is anytime I felt upset, I would think opposite of my mom.
Yeah.
And I think that was my goal.
Yeah.
Is, and it didn't always work.
Yeah.
But
you're good.
I wanted you guys to know you're loved.
Yeah.
And I think I would try to breathe but that's a really difficult question because I feel like I still harbor baggage.
Yeah. I mean, everybody does, I think, but
I tried, I always just tried to remember, that you're on loan to me from Heavenly Father, you know, yeah. And I wanted to do my best to take care of you.
Yeah. I love that. What was I going to say? Okay. Do you feel like there was any hobbies that you had before you started having kids that you had to like stop doing when you had kids?
I'm shameful to say I have hobbies now, but I never knew myself enough to have hobbies. I knew I liked to read.
Yeah.
And I like to cook, but I didn't have any hobbies because I was always about living for everyone else.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Do you feel like you have hobbies now?
I am an avid reader, and that is really That is really a hobby. but for me, the greatest of all hobbies is being a grandma.
Yeah.
That, I'm sorry. Being a grandma is my calling in life.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
You said that you like to read, and I remember being a kid when all the Twilight books were coming out. And you were so obsessed. You would literally, like, I just remember you being in bed, like, crying, and we'd be, like, eating cereal for dinner because you were, like, so obsessed with the Twilight books.
I just have to give a little background on that because my friend, three books had come out.
Yeah.
My friend, for months, had tried to get me to read those.
Yeah.
And I said, I am not reading some stupid story about a teenage vampire love story. No thanks. I got into the book, and I think in like 3-4 days, I read the first three books.
Oh my gosh,
and I remember the second book where Edward left Bella, and I came out devastated. From my room, and I cried to you guys. I'm like, Edward left Bella. Yeah, I think you guys did have cereal for several nights trying to... Yeah, that was so sad.
It's so funny because you just like loved it so much. And I was like, I need to get into these books. Yeah, it was so funny. I feel like you were always like the fun mom growing up where like all my friends loved to come over and hang out with you. And you'd be like sitting and hanging out with us. Or like we'd have like karaoke night on our Wii or something. And you'd be like singing and dancing with us.
Or just like, dance. I wanted to make our house a place that everyone wanted to welcome. That's why I always had lots of snacks.
Yeah, you did.
And I probably went overboard, but I loved having candy bars. And I cooked pretty healthy, and we had healthy food.
Yeah.
But I always had candy and snacks, and I loved feeding the neighborhood kids because I wanted our house to be the house where my kids could be there and have everybody over.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
I know, it was fun. I loved it. We always had the best snacks. I would always have friends over for lunch, and everyone would just raid our pantry. Or I would have people over, and they'd be like, I wasn't hungry, now I'm here. Now I just feel like I have to eat everything. But one of my favorite things I think that you would do when we were little was, not little, I guess I was, I don't know, middle school, you would take me and my friends toilet papering.
Okay, I loved that until I got in trouble.
Yeah, which we should tell a story because it's kind of funny.
We will.
But you would literally drive us around and we'd go toilet paper and then we'd hop in the car. Night. And yeah.
Well, when we toilet papered, when I was a kid, we did it for the boys we liked and loved.
That was us too.
Yeah. And apparently when your younger sister... Yeah. Your youngest, and I won't name names, but when they toilet papered, it was to be mean.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize when they toilet papered, they would chalk mean things, and and I actually got in trouble.
Yeah, by law enforcement.
And it was during COVID. I had to go to court via Zoom. It was horrible.
For taking Maddie toilet paper.
Well, I got... Oops, they
taking my sister.
Yeah. Yeah. No naming names. But they actually charged me with child endangerment. I never went to jail, but I got hit by a car, and they said I had a warrant out for my arrest.
Oh.
And the cop said...
Wait, what do you mean you got hit by a car?
I got in an accident. Oh. And this is how I found out it happened.
Oh.
I never got any notification. I had moved.
Oh.
And I didn't even know that they tried to contact me.
Oh my gosh.
And they said I was in had a warrant for child endangerment. And I'm like, gosh. Excuse me?
Oh my gosh.
I've never done anything to endanger a child.
Yeah.
And long story short, when the judge found out it was toilet papering, he was actually upset.
Oh my gosh.
He said, if I would have gotten in trouble for taking my children or doing something as small as toilet papering.
Oh that way.
Yeah, he said, that's ridiculous.
Okay, okay.
And so I ended up, there was...
Drop the charges or something, right?
Yeah,
or,
no, I think I had to write a letter, apology letter to the family.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's
even though
so
all I
crazy.
Did was go and I dropped off the girls. I was at the end of the street. I had no idea. Oh my heavens.
Oh my gosh.
It was horrible.
So funny.
And then I was on probation for 12 months, not to get in any more trouble.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, okay.
That is so, that's hilarious. Yeah, you
child
used to take us all toilet papering all the time. It was a fun, innocent thing.
Yeah. I would take Sunny if I knew it would be good. You know? Those are good times.
It was so fun. Yeah. You'd always be there with us.
I'd probably help you toilet paper if I wouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah. Do you have any favorite memories of, I don't know, us when we were little, or like being a mom, or like, I mean, you still,
we have a lot of good times, but I loved throwing birthday parties for you guys.
Yeah.
Like I would try to go all out. And I think it's because I didn't grow up not really having a lot of birthday parties.
Yeah.
And so, even if we didn't have any money, I would try my hardest to make your birthday super special.
Yeah.
And your birthdays are probably one of my favorite, whether we had a party or not, or probably one of my favorite memories, because I felt like you guys felt special.
Yeah. I think that's one thing that I remember Casey was like, great, Paige, thanks. Because our birthdays were such a big deal growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I... carry that expectation. Money-wise. Yeah, no, we never got, it wasn't like getting a lot of presents. Uh-uh. It was like the house would be decorated and the homemade cake and like all, just all the things. No, then we would get ice cream cakes from Dairy Queen.
Uh-huh.
It was just like,
well, we and were you really got special. To choose dinner. You didn't have to do chores. Yeah. I just made you, you were like, you were it.
Yeah.
You were it on like, that day.
Yeah. And I remember bringing that into my marriage and being like, Casey, why aren't you planning things for my birthday? And he's like, what is this birthday
yeah, madness? Yeah, I remember he said, thanks, Paige.
Yeah.
Because I'm a little, I like to call it passionate. My husband says it's emotional. But so I remember Casey saying, Paige, because I get so excited when Ashley got her hair cut, I'm like, oh, your hair looks so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says, I set a high bar.
Yeah, you did. Or anytime I needed empathy, you were like the one. Like, you give so much empathy. And if I need empathy from Casey, he would be like, you know, give me the empathy that he could, but he wouldn't be the reaction. I'm like, I'm calling my mom right now. What is the thing that you are most proud of in your parenting?
How you guys turned out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could not have imagined. I have the most incredible adult children. Mm-hmm. I guess you're not children, but you're my babies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'll hear a lot of parents say, and I've said it myself, it's harder, adult children are harder than toddlers. Because they can make, sometimes, like for one of the children, I won't name names or even spaces, it's not you. I had to really take a step back when she was an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to let her fall.
Yeah.
And that's really hard because they make their own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't pick them up and kiss them better.
Yeah.
You can only be there for support. And but I have the most incredible.
Yeah.
I like I said, Ashley, and I am so in awe of you. And you are the best mama. Mm. I'm just so grateful that you're mine.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks for teaching me all that I know. So you're remarried now to
yes.
the man of your dreams. We love Russ.
Yes.
And you feel like you're doing a lot of healing now and you're like kind of trying to find yourself.
I am.
What are you discovering about yourself, or like, who are you outside of just like raising children?
Well, I grew up, I guess my whole life. And I'm very active. I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints, and I'm very active, but I have a different outlook than I think most people do.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in energy, and I believe in healing, and I believe you do what you need to do to heal.
Yeah.
And so I don't remember the question, but I hope I'm here.
Finding yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And who
so,
are you
that,
now?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. So I've realized that everything's not black and white.
Yeah.
That I've always been 100% opposed like drugs because of my mom.
Yeah.
I'm like, you smoke pot, you're a crackhead.
Yeah.
You know, any yeah. of that. And I'm not that way anymore.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. I know microdosing helps people. I think to each is their own. And yeah. I'm one of the things I've really prided myself, especially with my journey, is not being judgmental.
Yeah.
That everyone has their own journey. And it's not, there's not one line.
Yeah.
And not everybody has the same path.
Yeah.
And so, and that's one thing that I think I've learned is oh my gosh, my path is nothing like I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I I don't even know where I thought I'd be, but it's not here.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you happy with where you're at now?
I am. I want to be better every day, but yeah. I'm hard on myself and I'm trying to be forgiving of myself and allow myself mistakes because we're not perfect.
Well, I always think of this one thing that I saw. This helped me to, because like we've had our issues, right? Like every parent-child relationship does. But what's helped me to really like see perspective and overcome all of our issues, it's like it's your first time doing life too. Like I think us as children, especially adult children, have a lot of really high expectations on our parents because it's like it's so interesting. You grow up as a child and you see your parent as like this all-knowing, like perfect person. And then when you're an adult, then you begin to see your parent as a peer. And it's almost like frustrating when you're an adult, right? And then you're like, you like learn things and you know things. And then you're like, ah, my mom knows better. My dad knows better. But it's like, I am a first time mom and you're a first time mom. Like it's your first time doing life too. And so especially like with the life that you had, like giving you grace, and I'm like would give that advice to anyone who's having a hard time with their parent. It's like it's their mom's first time doing life too.
Yeah, give them a give them some slack, give them some grace.
Yeah,
okay, absolutely.
I do think like there's some cases like the thing about you that I feel like has really helped our relationship is I feel like you're amazing at taking accountability. And most women that I talk to have a really hard time with their mom does not take any accountability. And so I know it's hard to move past things when it's like, anytime I've said, hey mom, I have this from my childhood that is still bugging me, or I have this, whatever, you've always taken accountability, which is like so rare. Like, I feel like a lot of moms are like, I never did that or da 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 da.
Well, it hasn't always been easy because I've always felt so bad that I wasn't a better mom. So there has been times when you've come to me with something and I've already beat myself to death about things. And so I know there's been times where it's easier to be humble.
Yeah.
And then there's been times where it's a lot more difficult. And so I'm just glad you've given me the opportunity to discuss things. I'm glad that our relationship has allowed that.
Yeah. Well, and it gives me room for empathy too, because it's like, I think anytime anyone calls anyone out for anything, that was a lot of anys, but immediately when that person owns it, I feel like it just like dissipates, is that the word I'm looking for? The anger. Like, I feel like it's a lot easier to love and be empathetic towards that person. So you've made it really easy to like just love you and be empathetic.
Thanks, and Ash.
Know like, yeah, you're doing your best and it's your first time too. So,
well, like you said, it's, I had very little tools in my belt.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I've actually, looking back, I did a pretty good job with what I had.
Yes,
just wish I would have done better. But, you know, I can't change what I've done.
That's
you know?
Literally why I wanted to have you on the podcast, is I'm like, for the life that you were given, like, I had an amazing childhood. And it's really cool because it's not very common that people can completely change that and break, quote, I guess you could say, the cycle. But, yeah, I think you did an amazing job.
That means more to me coming from you than you even know. It makes me happy. Thank you.
One last question.
Okay.
What advice would you give to, I know sometimes I'm hard at giving advice too because I'm saying, I'm like, I got this. But what advice would you give to your younger self in my shoes, being a young mom about to have 5 kids,
but oh my gosh,
raising young children and being in the thick of it?
Loosen up. Not you.
Yeah.
I was very hard on my kids.
Yeah.
Like, I.
Yeah, that's where my trauma's from, is just being having strict, like, a strict mom.
I wouldn't let my kids cut their own cheese. Just seriously, I was a little controlling.
I should tell that story after.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. So, sometimes just find ways to say yes if it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like in the big scheme of things, it's okay to go to bed with your house dirty, dishes in the sink. It was really hard for me to do that because I felt like I was a bad mom if things weren't clean.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Like, your kids mental health, well-being is, and you do an amazing job with that, by the way. You always put your children's needs first.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
And so I just, like I said, I'm in awe of you.
Oh, thanks.
Now, am I supposed to give my younger self advice?
If you were in my shoes, so just a young mom again, what would you go back and tell yourself or any young mom?
Be patient. Yeah. And most things don't matter. Let them cut the darn cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we were little, my mom, I have these issues now where it's like, and it's not a big deal, but just I am used to being like every little thing, the way I cut tomatoes or the way I cut cheese or help cook or anything was like, no, do it this way, do it this way, do it this way, which is fine. I've worked through it. I'm fine now. But we were not allowed to slice our own cheese. And my mom wouldn't buy sliced cheese.
Like,
she'd buy the big blocks of cheese and then we'd have to like slice cheese. And we weren't allowed to slice our own cheese because we would cut it crooked. And so we would get in big trouble if we sliced our own cheese.
They would. Well, my sweet son was so cute and he loved cheese. So I just remember he would take it and literally diagonal slice like half the block. And it's been an exaggeration. But so in hindsight, because I wanted my kids to have everything as much as I with the means that I had at the time. So I wanted them to have cheese and vegetables and things.
Yeah.
And so I would almost, what do you call that? Portion it?
Hoard it?
Yeah. Actually, there was times I would hoard it. And it's not like you have those snacks so they could be eaten.
Yeah.
But there was times I'm like, if I give them to them, they're going to eat them. So I went back and forth. But
Yeah. It's okay. We were always fed well and healthy and had good food. And I may have, when I got married and I would like help cook in Casey's family, they'd be like, all right, will you dice this onion? I'm like, okay, dice it how? What size do you want it? Is this okay?
Oh, that makes you sound horrible.
No, I just was so used to being told,
I know. Well,
how to do everything with little things like that. So
it's horrible.
No, it's not. It's, I mean, if that's my trauma, then I'm doing pretty good. But
so especially with when we made candies.
Oh
my gosh, poor Ashley.
Oh,
I would make toffee and caramels and fudge, and I would,
it was like a business. Yeah. She made homemade fudge and stuff.
Yeah, and so I would literally tell them you had to stir it literally out like counterclockwise.
And
this
we
way.
Child labor would make her fudge for her, and then go door to door and sell it around the neighborhood.
Oh my goodness!
To pay for our Christmas or EFY or whatever it was.
Yeah. So my poor kids had some trauma there.
Sorry, Chloe's knocking on the mics. Or my dog. Anyways. Okay. Well. Thanks for coming on.
Sure. Did you have any other questions? I didn't go really into detail.
No, that's okay.
And I can a little more.
No, I think that was the big thing that I wanted to have you on for was basically show the contrast of the life that you were given for the life that I was given.
Mm-hmm.
And like how I just think you're really amazing to not carry in all those habits that you were taught or whatever.
Thanks,
growing
honey.
Up. Into our childhood. And so I'm just super appreciative of the good childhood that I have, because like my life is amazing. And even with the marriages that you were given,
mm-hmm.
like my real dad and then my stepdad, which I consider him my real dad, but even dealing with marriage problems and all that stuff, mm-hmm. like we always knew we were loved and I always felt safe with
that. That makes me happy, because I sometimes wondered when I was going through my own issues if they fell off on you kids too often.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I always worried about is I didn't want my issues from my childhood or even my failed marriages to be shown. I don't know how to say that. I didn't want you to be too affected by my issues.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that the lessons that I've learned, like the hard things that I went through as a child, or like, I don't know, anytime you like weren't perfect, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just made me a better person. And I mean, I hope that Sunny takes my shortcomings and makes them her strengths and things like that too. So I think it's a good
Sunny and cycle. Banks and these beautiful little girls that you're carrying are the luckiest kids, the babies in the world. They have you.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
And babe. They have you because I'm going to have you move in with me.
Actually, if I didn't have Russ, I would live here with them.
Yeah.
That's my dream.
I'm gonna manifest it. Not that you don't have Russ, but that you and Russ can
somehow. I just want to move up here. That's all.
You need to. I didn't even say that you're down in St. George, but yeah, we don't live close together.
But no, but I try to get up here as often as I can. It's going to be more difficult for you to get down to see us.
Yeah. Well, it's been very fun having you here this week, and you've been super helpful.
It's been amazing. I've had a good time. Thanks, Ash.
And thanks for coming on my podcast.
It was really fun.
Well, thanks everyone for listening, and I hope that you all have a wonderful Mother's Day, and no matter where your relationship is at with your mom, I hope that you were able to take some nuggets from this episode, but
give them some grace.
Yeah. We'll see you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Double Scoop. If you liked what you heard, we would love if you could help us out by leaving us a review on your favorite listening platform. This is going to help us grow and bring on really cool guests in the future. And then if you want the inside scoop, no pun intended, on behind the scenes or corresponding pictures and videos for our episodes, you can follow us on Instagram at The Double Scoop Pod. We're so grateful for your guys' support and can't wait to connect with you on social media. You can tune in for a new episode every Tuesday. See you next week.